Joining me live over the phone is Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley. Commissioner, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Appreciate your call, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners.
Yeah. Well, Commissioner, we just wanted to touch base. What's happening in Lincoln County right now that you'd like to mention for us today?
First thing would be the public service hearing that is going to be kind of like a one of a first of a kind that's going to be held on the Rocky Mountain Power issue in Kemmer on the 28th of January. We'd like to make sure that's going to be an opportunity for the public to show up and be on a public record giving their input on that whole situation. We will post it in the paper and, of course, get it with you at the radio and do a better job of advertising as that comes up. But that's January 28th, so we've got a little while.
Well, that's
that one.
That's going to be a big deal, like you said, that's going to be a big deal, like you said, to get the public out, because they've heard from you. They've heard from the senators and the representatives. And this is the first chance, if I believe, to actually, other than written comment, to actually hear in person from the public.
That's correct. This will be an open public. It's a gaveled meeting, regularly run like a meeting. And that you'll be on the public record. It will be recorded and everything. And I thank the Public Service Commission for doing this, for bringing this issue to the forefront. This is critical to Wyoming's future.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley joining us live this morning. Did you have something else you were hoping to mention this morning, Commissioner?
Just a light note on for the retired coal miners and stuff. Our delegation's working on some stuff on that, still trying to get more details on that, hopefully trying to secure their retirement in a better fashion. And so give the delegations, the U.S. delegation senators and Congresswoman Cheney, give them their due for trying to reach out there and make something happen in Wyoming. But also, we couldn't go without saying on this, Exxon expansion is coming down the tube. There was a hearing on it the other day. They're going to go and do a $260 million expansion of the Shoot Creek facility, one of our largest employers, bring 11 new jobs, and is not going to hurt our tax base at all. It's a good thing by Exxon. Doing a great job in what they're doing and how they're going about it.
Yeah, I understand there was an expansion in Lincoln and in Sweetwater County, if I'm not mistaken. So amongst all the bad news with coal and power production, some great news from Exxon. And did at the public meeting, Commissioner, did they say much on timeline? Is that something that's happening right away, or is there going to be a process to roll it out?
They're actually rolling it out right now, and timeline they gave us is probably a little above the tentative. They've set it up. They're going to try to go into production with this thing to start the expansion down there for helium production and CO2 production about August of 2020. 2-year time span, I believe. One of them can quote it exactly, but they're looking to have this new addition online about there. And I think it's December of 2023.
Okay.
So we'll get a peak workforce of about 400 people in the county when they're at the peak of building this thing. So we'll have an influx of workers is what we're about to have.
Oh, absolutely. So some big short-term effects along with the long-term, sounds like.
That's correct. It's at a much-needed time when we can use it.
Yeah. Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley joining us this morning. And sticking with the ExxonMobil expansion, Commissioner, you mentioned obviously not going to hurt the tax base. And with the county looking at over a 50% reduction in the budget with if the coal and power plants were to go away. This is obviously welcome news. Is it? What are some of the projections as far as what kind of benefit this would have to the local tax base?
I don't have those right in front of me, but we could be looking, talking, picking up in the long run with Exxon another $500,000 in taxes coming in. That's just rough off the top of my head. They'll be making more public announcements as this thing comes, and we're working with our mayors on impacted areas, and we'll be talking to the whole county. The sales tax, which sales tax helps the entire county, top to bottom.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley with us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed?
Have a good holiday.
All right. You as well. Thank you.